First Pekah B'chor, second Mishnah B'chor, but Porosh Yolda Kaminachamor, a cow that gave birth to some creature that did not have split hooves like a chamor, Chamor Yolda Kaminsus, or a chamor that gave birth to a sus, Porosh Yolda Kaminachamor, since the offspring does not look like the mother, it is Porosh Yolda Kaminachamor, Peta, Chamor, Peta, Chamor, Shnei Potim, repeats it twice, this lotion, Achi. The one who is moiled should be a chamor, the one who gives birth is chamor, and the one who is born should be a chamor. Mayim bachila, in respect to eating them, if they're kosher or not, behemah, tayyu shiyot gim behemah to meyam mutter. So if a cow gave birth to something that looks like a donkey, you can eat it. Because anything that comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. To meyam shiyot gim behemah tayyu, also bachila. If a donkey gave birth to something that looks like a cow, something that comes out, something which is not kosher is not kosher, something that's kosher is kosher. Here is not something that was produced by the host, but it was something that was swallowed by this dog. So muta bachila, since the dog that was swallowed is a kosher fish, it retains its status even though it was swallowed by a non-kosher fish. And the same thing all the way around. Tosh Shabola, Doktomi, also Bachila, Fish Ainu Big Dudov. If a kosher fish swallow not kosher fish, it's also Asa Bachila. Because here it's not something that grows out of the host. Something that grows out of the host has the same thing with the host. But something that does not grow out of the host, it just happens to be swallowed by it, is whatever was still not remains in that status.